Joining us on the telephone right now, we have Colin McCartney, or McCarty. Colin is an 18-year-old high school senior down at St. Thomas Academy. And I think what differentiates Colin from a lot of those 18-year-olds down there in high school is that he's the owner of a brand new business called Twin Town Pedicabs. Hey, Colin, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Boy, I tell you what, when I was 18, all I was thinking about was...
wasn't pedicab.
You know, it was something in the female side of our equation. You've gone beyond that and pretty ambitious, finding something that's not only your own business, but a very unique business in our area. Where did you come up with the idea of pedicabs in Minneapolis?
Well, when I was younger, I was fortunate enough to do a lot of traveling with my family. And I traveled all around the world and all over the country, and I saw them almost everywhere I went. And I noticed that there was kind of a gap in the marketplace in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. And my basic idea was, if it works everywhere else, why wouldn't it work here?
There you go. Why not? And you're kind of in the process of proving that it does work. Now, how did you, it's one thing to get an idea, but to move forward with it, especially an idea that's going to require some money, how did you go about that, finding some capital that's led the basis of most all businesses to get that going?
Well, the capital was supplied from basically two different areas. One, it was part of it was supplied from my other business that I run that I had been operating for 2 years before this.
Didn't know about that.
And the rest was from venture capital.
Now, by venture capital, you mean you went out and just asked people, will you support my business, or asked corporations, or who did you ask?
Well, the startup cost is relatively low as in comparison to other businesses, so I didn't really have to go out to big corporations. A lot of it was from family, friends, a couple of relatives.
Well, that's a good way to go. Now, we didn't know about your other business. Can you explain a little of that about that?
It's a pretty modest business. I'm also a ticket broker. I buy and sell Twins tickets pretty much.
Oh, really? Now, Bob might be interested in that.
Colin, we can talk after the show. Stay on the line after Buck gets done.
We're Twins fans here, big Twins fans, so that's kind of exciting for us to hear that there's tickets out there and you might be helpful. So you got this idea really from your travels. Where in particular did this kind of spring to your mind? Where did you see other pedicabs out there?
I had ridden them in London and in Vancouver. I rode in a motorized version in Bangkok called a tuk-tuk, and I've ridden in them all over.
Now, what exactly, we're talking about a bicycle-propelled vehicle, but what does it look like? Can you describe one of those?
The front half of it is basically a standard bike, and then the back portion is a, I guess the best way to describe it is kind of chariot-ish, where there's two wheels, and there's pretty much a bench in between that is in between the two wheels that 2-3 people can sit in, 4 if they're small.
Mm-hmm. Is there a cover over the vehicle?
There is a canopy that can be put up or put down depending on the weather.
Because you're talking about seeing these things in London. It rains there.
Yes, it does.
It rains right here and also in Minneapolis. So sometimes you have to put that thing up.
Yes.
So you were able to find the money. Where did you find the pedicabs?
The pedicabs are manufactured by Main Street Pedicab. It's a company based out of Colorado. They're the number one pedicab manufacturer in North America. And we bought their top. I bought their top of the line pedicab.
Mm-hmm. Do you have now? You've got 13 of these. You can't be in 13 different places. Who pedals these things?
I have independent contractors who drive them. I actually don't drive them at all.
Really? You're you're going to be a very successful business person, Colin. I can see that already. So you've got 13 people out there working for you, or at least a few people that are propelling 13 different bikes. Where do you operate?
Our as independent contractors, our drivers are allowed to pretty much go wherever they want to.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of them stick to downtown. Downtown is the most common place. We've had people over at the on the U of M campus. We've had people go to Northeast Minneapolis, and we've had people go to Uptown, and we've even had a guy go to over to St. Paul.
Now, is there any overlap or argument among the various peddlers that, hey, I got here first, go to a different spot?
Not at all. Partly because you have these pedicabs, and typically only two or three people can fit in it.
Mm-hmm.
And people are usually in groups of four or five when they're out. So most times our pedicab drivers work in groups so they can accommodate larger numbers of people. And all our drivers get along well and work together and try to help each other make money.
Oh, that's great. When we're talking about a vehicle like this, you know, there's a few folks out there that they can tip the scales rather high. How much weight can you pedal on that pedicab? Is that get to the point where it's like, oh my gosh?
Well, one of our drivers gave a ride to two rather large men who he estimated to be a total of 600 pounds.
Oh, jeez. Really? You must have some gears on those bikes.
Yes, they all have 21 speeds.
Okay. And he was able to move them around?
Yes.
And the tires held up?
Surprisingly.
I imagine you're going to get people, especially after you've been having quite a bit of fun downtown, that just want to pile in.
Yeah.
So
occasionally people will just not even talk to the driver and just jump into the pedicab.
Yeah. And then he maybe has to call another operator and say, hey, I need a little hand here.
There's generally not too much problem with people being rowdy or anything.
Okay.
The worst that's happened is people have stood up while in the pedicabs, which we tend to discourage for safety reasons.
Well, yeah,
and our driver had to tell them to sit down.
That's good reason for that.
About as rowdy as people get.
Huh. Now, how much do you charge for rides? Is it by the mile or is it by the ride? Or how's that figure out?
Well, once again, our drivers are independent contractors, we allow them the freedom to charge whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. But they have to bring you some
money. Almost all our drivers will just say, just give me whatever you think is fair.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Now, do you get a percentage of that, or how does that work on your end?
No, they rent the cab each day as a flat rate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
they get to make as much as they can.
So there's a lot of incentive for the peddlers to put in long days or find the right spot.
Yeah.
And also make some pretty good tips.
Yeah, all our drivers tend to love the whole, they get to make how much ever they can because they say that they get rewarded for the hard work they put in, whereas in a kind of out-by-the-hour job, a person will get paid the same as somebody that slacks off the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Who do you find, or what kind of description of the person, normal person working for you, or the average person working for you? Is it young people? What type of people are out there peddling for you?
For the most part, of all ages. Obviously, we don't have an 80-year-old person peddling them around.
But you could.
I guess.
Yeah.
That would be an extraordinarily in-shape 80-year-old.
How about a pretty good-shaped 65-year-old? Could you use anybody like that?
Maybe. Depends if you can handle it.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's
true. We have drivers that are range from 18 to 50.
Okay. Well, now, a lot of these clientele, I imagine, being downtown and operating all different hours, are going to be going like from bar to bar or something. I'm assuming.
Yes, that is on Friday and Saturday nights, our drivers seem to make a lot of money off people bar hopping.
And have they ever had anybody like throw up in one of these things?
Fortunately, not yet.
Okay. I could just see somebody, you know, climbing in one and then all of a sudden it starts up and they get a little lurchy and, oh, Jesus, I'm going so hot. But it hasn't happened yet. That's good.
Yes, the key word there.
Now, have you got any ideas about expanding your business? You've got 13 of them out there, and you're covering, I assume, in mainly in Minneapolis or wherever these people want to go, but that's probably where most of them are. Have you got thoughts about buying more pedicabs and moving them into other areas?
Yes, we are actually planning on ordering more pedicabs once the market proves able to accept more in. So once the market can handle 25 pedicabs without being oversaturated, we will have 25 pedicabs.
I imagine it's a pretty good investment. You said it wasn't a huge investment, but at 18, to be able to buy 13 of those vehicles, and now to expand, how much of those things, how much is a pedicab top of the line set you back?
Well, the pedicab itself is around $4,500, but to fully license and insure it, it ends up costing around $6,000 to put one on the street.
$6,000, and you've got 13 of those. That's a major investment.
I guess.
Yeah. So you want people to be renting those things, and do they rent them by the year or by the month? Or
typically it's by the day, by the night.
You mean the peddlers come and take them day by day? They don't rent them for any particular length of time?
For the most part, it's been day by day.
Wow.
We have some that are that we're talking with, and we're considering allowing to rent them on weekly and monthly basis.
Uh-huh.
And that's more for the drivers that have been riding them for a while.
A little more security for you that way.
Yes, that's the main reason that we start our drivers off on a daily basis.
How about wintertime? What happens when it's cold outside, the wind tends to blow, and am I going to get into a bike then? People would say, but have you had an experience in the winter? Have you been operating then?
No, this is my first year with this business.
Okay.
And if our drivers want to take one out in the winter, I'd be more than willing to let them, but
yeah.
I don't see anybody in their right mind taking one out in 20 below weather.
No, but you're going to have payments that need to be covered by a short season then.
Yeah.
After the initial investment, the upkeep cost isn't that much.
Uh-huh.
It's not like a car where you have expensive maintenance or have to really take it into places. It's a bike. The maintenance isn't all that complicated and doesn't require too many pieces.
Do you have a liability insurance, I suppose, comes into play? And how about, would the drivers then be their own contractor?
We hold the insurance policy on every cab.
Huh?
And we have the full top-of-the-line, best-you-can-get insurance policy on them. We're actually covered if one of them does $2 million worth of damage to something.
Okay.
Which is kind of hard to do with a 150-pound bike going 10 miles an hour.
Yeah, I think somebody else would have to get, something else would get damaged only if they were a lot smaller and very expensive.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this is amazing business that you've got going, because not only the great idea, but there's a lot of money involved. There's people involved, and I'm very impressed. Are you interested in a silent partner?
Not at this time.
My friend Bob over here has a question for you.
Just real quickly, Colin, where do you keep the bikes at night or when they're not being used? You
know, we have a storage facility in Minneapolis.
Downtown?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, so that's where they come to kind of check them out, if you will, and then bring them back to.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Got it.
Do they have a kind of a, they got to put some money down or some kind of agreement in case they damage the bike, or is that the insurance end of things?
Well, we have a rental agreement that they have to sign, kind of saying, hey, if I smash up the pedicab, I'll pay for it.
Okay.
And other than that, it's pretty much taken care of.
Now, you're a senior this year, this coming year?
I'm a senior this year.
Yes. Okay, so you're going to be getting out of high school. What's next for you?
I'm going to attend St. Cloud State.
I suppose you're going to be an English major?
No. Surprising enough, entrepreneurship.
Really?
Yeah.
I am surprised.
You wouldn't expect it, would you?
No. Are you teaching the class?
No.
Well, you know, I'm just so impressed with what you've been able to accomplish, you know, especially at your age. And it would be daunting to me to think about buying one bike at $6,000 as a senior in high school, let alone 13. So I really want to congratulate you on your success and, you know, the guts it takes to get out there and do things like that. And we just hope that you can continue along the same lines you have. Where do people, have you got any kind of a, like a website to describe your business that people could look at?
Yes, I do. It is TwinTownPedicabs.com.
Okay, great. All I got to do is Google it and find you. And if people are tuning in from Minneapolis-St. Paul area, here's a good opportunity to have a really fun ride. You could hop in one of those pedicabs and take in a Twins game.
I would think that with the Twins, that would be a good deal.
Yeah, just park there. Them all down there and hang on to a ticket for Bob and I.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be great. Colin, thank you so much.
Thank you.